Unit 12, Advancing Science. Hideki Yukawa, who became the first Japanese to receive a Nobel Prize, was born in Tokyo's Azabu District about 100 years ago. In 1949, the news broke that Yukawa had been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. It was morale-boosting news that year. Yukawa showed that Japanese could become leading scientists if they pursued great ideas and wrote about them. This remarkable achievement gave hope and confidence to people battered by their nation's defeat in World War II. Yukawa's inspiring success story spurred Japan's post-war reconstruction drive in science and technology. As a child, Doji Noyori recalled hearing Yukawa had stumbled during the award ceremony. "I won't do that at my award ceremony," Noyori thought to himself. Half a century later, his turn came. Noyori, now president of DKEN, the government-backed research lab, won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2001. He was one of many youths inspired by Yukawa's international accomplishments to pursue scientific research. While exploring the mysteries of the atomic nucleus, Yukawa hypothesized the existence of a subatomic particle to carry the force that binds protons and neutrons together, thus predicting the existence of the meson. Yukawa, who broke new ground in particle physics, is an outstanding figure in the short history of scientific discovery. We need more great scientists in Japan. At 17, Yukawa was reading scientific treatises in English and German. Immediately after graduation from Kyoto University at 22, he began research on the cutting edge of physics. He must have thought he had to work quickly to catch up with the revolution in physics that started in the early 20th century, says Fumiko Yonezawa, a theoretical physicist and professor emeritus at Keio University. It was her own admiration for Yukawa's research that led Yonezawa to study physics at Kyoto University. Yukawa wrote his groundbreaking meson theory at 27. It is still important today to create an environment that allows young, talented scientists to fulfill their potential. Fostering breakthrough thinking requires a climate tolerant to diversity. Perhaps it was fortunate for Yukawa that he was studying in a country far from Europe, then the center of research in physics. Niels Bohr, the Danish physicist, trained many young researchers, but he was skeptical about the idea of a new undiscovered particle. Would Yukawa have developed his meson theory if he had been under Bohr's influence? In his autobiography, Tabibito Traveler, Yukawa described his 2 years spent researching meson theory. He said to the effect that people exploring the unknown world are like travelers without a map. They still don't know where their explorations will lead. Young people must be urged to start such journeys without a map, and Japan should support such courageous explorers.